There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind, but I've got to say I was a little stunned to see this news that it looks like President Obama has declared hacking a national emergency, issued a broad and far-reaching cybersecurity executive order. Johnson?
So apparently today the order that he issued was a far-reaching cybersecurity executive order that allows the executive branch to unilaterally financially target foreign-based hackers regardless of any laws or extradition treaties the United States has with the country the hacker or hacker group lives in. The order empowers the State Department and Treasury Department to freeze the bank accounts and financial assets of those suspected of hacking the U.S. government or U.S. companies, of those who have sponsored hacking, and of those who have used hacked information to get a competitive advantage or private financial gain. It would also allow the government to go after hackers who attacked critical infrastructure, which includes the power grid, water sanitation plants, and more.
Those are all fine and dandy, but what worries me is the government has sent people to jail for hacking, for Google searches, and that sort of thing. I mean, just
right.
Posting links.
Well, this is more specific. I mean, so they're talking about other things that they could do, like causing significant disruption to the availability of a computer network, stealing intellectual property, that's concerned, or have impacted the economic health or financial stability of the United States.
And so the economic health, how does Bitcoin fit into that? Couldn't Bitcoin significantly damage the economic health of the organization that calls itself the United States?
I certainly think so. I think that could absolutely be a problem. I think, and Bitcoin, I don't know if you're aware of this. Are you aware of CryptoWall and CryptoLocker?
I don't know what those are.
Okay, those are two computer viruses that only exist because of Bitcoin. Essentially, the virus, what it does, and these are terrifying viruses. These are the type of viruses where it's like, I don't think that I'm going to get a computer virus, but it's like I've gotten some of the weaker variants of a computer virus in the past, but you get this, you're SOL. I mean, it's a big problem because. What the virus does is it makes a copy of your files encrypted, deletes the original files, and then offers to unencrypt the files for you if you pay a ransom in Bitcoin.
Yes, I have seen that happen to people.
Yeah, so
I've had a person, some guys that a friend of mine know, called me up on the phone wanting to buy some Bitcoin from me so that they could pay off this ransom.
Right. Yeah. So you tell them no.
Well, why would I tell them that?
Well, because they shouldn't be paying these people.
It's not my job to tell them whether or not
I know,
they
but there are ways to get rid of CryptoLocker that are not paying off the criminals.
No, well,
they're terrible people. But anyway, okay, so back to the story. And again, one of the concerning things, stealing intellectual property. It's like, okay, great. The government's now the whipping boy of the RIAA and the NDAA.
Oh, yeah, they've always been that.
Yeah. So it says, although the language of the order is very careful to not specifically mention governments that hack the United States, that's what this order is actually about, experts say.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. The order has been in the works for more than 2 years, according to the Washington Post. The text of the order declares foreign hackers an unusual and extraordinary threat that constitutes a national emergency. The last national emergency bit is important. A law that passed in 1977 called the International Emergency Economic Powers Act allows the president to regulate commerce in the event of a national emergency caused by a foreign source. And is where Obama has taken the order's power.
He's going to regulate currency?
Something.
The order. Exchange? What?
The order applies to any individual or hacker entity, which means a partnership, trust, joint venture, corporation, group, subgroup, or other organization. The language has been purposely kept vague to apply to essentially any foreign cyber threat, according to Peter W. Singer, a cybersecurity strategist at the New American Foundation. The order is modeled on previous U.S. anti-terrorism and is said... and anti-nuclear weapons proliferation policies, and is likely considered a tool to threaten, deter, and sanction countries that sponsor or harbor cyber hacking groups, Singer said. This is designed to go after the ultimate big fish. Whether or not it specifically says that in the order, the state-linked fish, he told me, I'm not sure, I guess maybe they're still talking about Singer, it's a useful tool for punishing and messaging, but for highly motivated actors, it's unlikely to shift their ultimate calculation. Unlike ongoing terrorist programs and nuclear weapons, however, hacking is both notoriously difficult to attribute to individuals or specific groups.
Right, this is what I'm wondering here. Yeah. Is has the executive branch not been doing everything that it could to stop hacking up to this point? And how does this executive order, other than trying to scare China or Russia or Nigerians or whomever it is that they're trying to scare, I mean, what does it do?
Yeah, it's very strange. So I want to repeat that line. So unlike ongoing terrorist programs and nuclear weapons, however, hacking is both notoriously difficult to attribute to individuals or specific groups, and it can be done to a highly effective degree on a shoestring budget with just a couple people. Cyber crime is difficult to attribute in part because hackers often use proxies or co-opt other people's computers or networks in order to make it seem like someone else is doing the hacking. For example, it was spoken about many nights on Free Talk Live about the supposedly North Korean movie hack of Sony.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost assuredly not North Korea doing this hack. They have, like, maybe 1,000 IPs in the entire country. You know, like, no.
Yeah. They, you know, and when you look at sort of what's going on with computers there, what was the...
right.
We saw, like, in some movie, some guy just looking at a start screen or something.
Yeah, they're, like, using, like, the green screen gray box computers from, like, the 80s.
Yeah.
Sorry, they're not hacking. It would take them 30 years to, like, achieve the same thing that, you know, a 12-year-old would achieve on, you know, a modern laptop. You know, sorry, it's just not even, it's not reasonable or feasible to assume that that's what's happening. At any rate, and though the order seems intended to go after state-sponsored hackers, there's nothing in the language of the order that would prevent the government from sanctioning, say, individual hacktivists or hacktivist groups that have no relation to any government. In theory, it means that someone who ostensibly has nothing to do with a hack could have their lives ruined by the United States government, regardless of how insulated and United States independent their financial situation may seem. Our reach in... the global financial network is as broad as it gets, Singer said. It's all-encompassing. It allows you to go after lots of people in a lot of different ways. Amy Stepanovich...
That's what the government needs. More far-reaching powers with fewer checks and balances.
Right.
Oh, give me some of that.
Amy Stepanovich, a U.S. policy manager of Access, a digital human rights organization, said that the U.S. government already has enough ways of going after hackers, and that this order can be looked at as an overreaction, hey, to the Sony hack, and other high-profile incidents. So, again, it's just what I said. This is techno-panic. And in reaction to the Sony hack, it's patently ridiculous because, again, the hackers in the Sony hack probably weren't North Korean. So this seems like, I mean, I almost want to just go full, you know, dimension a competitive radio show, go full Alex Jones here and just be like, it's a false flag attack. They're setting it up to lie to you with their false pretenses and telling you that this is a North Korean cyber attack when really it's the United States government. I mean, that's what it seems like. This is just so conspiratorial and ridiculous.
Does it have anything to do with juice boxes?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Alex Jones suggested at one point. I love it. It's the video where he suggests the juice boxes are turning little boys gay.
So, get yourself a Capri Sun. Give it a good squeeze. That little silver pouch, it's delicious.
You can't argue with a man's talent. He's got a whole bunch of listeners. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Does this worry you? It worries me. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat, but adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, 855-450 free. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. You can actually use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. Or you can call us on the regular landline, toll free, 1-855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
So Ian's been trying out this new product. It's called the Pocket Power Plus, and it is a, you know, a battery charger. There's lots of those out there, but in this case, it is a particularly powerful one, and I guess it's something to do, like they've done something different with it. It's, you know, it's sort of technological breakthrough and how much power it can use and how much it can deliver at any given time. And what they actually have videos on the internet of this thing jumping cars, and you know, I find it very impressive. But it'll give you days worth of hours or days worth of power, depending on the situation and what you're putting on with it. You can, you know, if you want to go off the grid for a little while. The fact is, cell phones, they just chew up their batteries throughout the day, so you really do need a battery to charge it if you're going to be away from the desk or the home. So it's Pocket Power Plus. Nine.com. This is it's a fascinating product, and it comes with all kinds of attachments. It's really great, and I recommend it. Ian's been thought it was great, so check it out. PocketPowerPlus9.com. And if you go there to that particular site, you can get it for half price. Pocket Power Plus 9, the numeral 9. Actually, it doesn't matter whether you spell it out or have the numeral. And that will give you a half off. And use coupon code FTL to save even more. So it's PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL. And you can get this great product that has been so gracious as to sponsor Free Talk Live. PocketPowerPlus9.com. Johnson, is there anything more to this executive order where apparently Barack Obama is going to take over all our computers?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit more here. So Amy Stepanovich, a U.S. policy manager of Access, a digital human rights organization, said that the U.S. government already has enough ways of going after hackers, and that this order can be looked at as an overreaction to the Sony hack and other high-profile incidents. The White House's newest executive order, once again, sensationalizes current events to increase the government's powers, Stepanovich told the author of the article. The fact is that we already have strong rules for addressing criminal activity while protecting human rights. The president should look to applying those rules to the Internet rather than inventing dangerous new authorities. Singer noted that the U.S. has indeed sanctioned foreign governments for hacking before, but he says that this bill gives the government better flexibility to go after China, Russia, and some of the other major players in the international cybercrime world. Whether it will work is another question altogether. The U.S. has thrown every sanction possible at North Korea, for example, but it hasn't deterred the country from developing nuclear weapons any less. In the past, the U.S. has also sanctioned nations suspected of harboring terrorist organizations, but that has also had little effect. But because many of the most successful hackers are state-sponsored groups in China and Russia, countries that the U.S. can't exactly end financial dealings with without causing massive international instability, the government wants flexibility to target not only national governments, but smaller groups within foreign countries. Cutting off all of the Chinese government's financial dealings with the United States would crash the worldwide economy and cause a major international incident. Cutting off the bank accounts of individual hackers or small groups of hackers within the Chinese government might have a better impact. Look at the parallel between North Korea Sony hack and Chinese hackers. In the Sony hack, we put targeted sanctions not on the individuals we thought were directly behind it, but on the North Korean government, Singer said. By comparison, we indicted 5 Chinese military hackers who were low-level for separate hacks against U.S. power companies. These countries are of different sizes and scales.
Did they indict these people that were in China? And what good is that going to do?
Apparently, I don't know, unless they were able to do some sort of legal hocus-pocus and get, either extradition or some sort
sounds
of cooperation
pretty unlikely
from the Chinese
government. Chinese government is going to allow them to extradite people that, spy-type folks.
Certainly does, but maybe there's some sort of a bank
issues or something that they were able to do.
Well, there's the Chinese government does a lot of business with the United States government, whereas the North Korean government does none. That's
right.
Probably the difference.
Yeah. So these countries have different sizes and scales, so that's why the government wants to separate it from overall state relations, he added. With hacking now being placed on the same level as terrorism and anti-nuke programs, President Obama has now given his government the power, if it wants to cause serious financial ruin and international instability.
Oh, wonderful. Let's go to Luke calling in from North Carolina. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to point out earlier, somebody said, you know, the difficult thing about hacking is it doesn't take very many resources. It's low cost. You just need a couple of guys in a room with a cheap computer, right? But then somebody said, well, but these guys in North Korea would be sitting on computers from the 80s. That's a contradiction. There's no reason they'd be sitting on computers from the 80s.
They
can go next door to China and buy an Acer computer.
Yeah, sure, right? They could, but it's very unlikely to happen because they don't let anyone leave the country.
So the North Korean government does not send people out of their country to go get things from other countries.
I don't know whether or not that happens, but here's the thing. I mean, yeah, okay, if you're talking about an Acer computer, sure. But what we've seen is that from people who have gone to North Korea, right, that when North Korea is trying to show off, look at our computer technology, they wheel out this, like, gigantic gray box or beige box computer, and they're like, this is the best technology ever. So, yes, while they could send somebody over to get, you know, a few Acer computers or whatever, you know, whatever brand of, you know, low-cost, laptops or whatever, $200, $300 laptops that would be perfectly sufficient for doing hacking for skilled hackers. The difference with North Korea is that we have a class of mostly uneducated people. Their population of North Korea does not have the education, does not have the resources, and there are like 1,000 IP addresses in the country in total. So, yes, while it's low-cost, it's not Stone Age.
By that argument, they also wouldn't be able to develop nuclear weapons because they don't have the money or the resources to do that, right?
They're probably getting it
from
China.
That's silly.
Except for the nuclear weapons.
Got better
the nuclear weapons happened in the 80s.
Computers, just admit you were wrong.
We've had nuclear weapons over 50 years.
Let me jump in. Obviously, Johnson's not convincing you. A, what Johnson's saying is that when we see video evidence coming out of North Korea, we see video evidence of their computers being these sort of old, bulky-looking things.
And we know that propaganda videos are the same as what goes on behind the scenes, right?
It's not a propaganda video. It's a there's some documentaries by, for example, Vice.
So the documentarians got to go into where their hackers work. You're telling me now. They got the top secret North Korean location.
Well, there's pictures of Kim Jong-un, like, in a wooden fishing boat. I mean, you know, to say that North Korea's a...
My brother uses a wooden fishing boat when he goes and visits South Korea. Does that mean he doesn't have a computer?
I'd like to understand how you think North Korea works.
I don't think that any of us know how North Korea works, but I will hold him over if that's what you want to do. I think the most telling thing here is that you said that there were about 1,000 IP addresses in the whole country. That's a terrible place to hack from.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. Do you want to spread the ideas of liberty? You can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They've got all kinds of stickers over there at libertystickers.com, and you can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. You know that you find yourself kind of scooting up in traffic just to read what's on that guy's car. And to some extent, this is what our political conversations have devolved to in this country. So let your voice be heard. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. We were at Brave New Books, Ian and I, at Brave New Books, I think it was Sunday evening, and Liberty Stickers has a little display there. And I was able to check out some new stickers right there in real life and see some old ones.
Are you augmenting your Remember mobile library system?
I've got some stickers in the car. LibertyStickers.com. So the
unfortunately our caller who was trying to take me to task dropped.
Yeah, he's gone.
And but, I mean, I will have to say that after some careful consideration, I will say that the caller did have a point, and that I will admit that I was wrong in the statement that was said in the article, that I was sort of agreeing with, that the fact that that I said that hacking was inexpensive to do. That's what the article said, that basically anybody, you know, who was skilled enough, who had some, you know, basically low-cost technology would be able to perform a hack. And
that's not true.
No, I don't think that that's true. I think that hacking is actually a very expensive endeavor that requires billions of dollars of infrastructure, which North Korea doesn't have, like cellular towers and fiber cables and, you know, cable providers and cellular internet providers and telephone service with DSL connectivity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they don't have it. So, no, hacking isn't cheap. It's very, very expensive if you live in a third world country that's controlled by an extreme dictatorship. No, it's not easy to do. They could hire Chinese hackers.
I sure think that's what happened. If it happened
at all. But the IP supposedly came from within North Korea, which is patently ridiculous.
That's the claim, and it doesn't make any sense to me either. I think that what they're claiming it's inexpensive. They're probably claiming that inexpense has to do with...
Well, it would be inexpensive. If you're in the United States, you get a cell phone connection or whatever, and you have some sort of a VPN, you know, on some sort of, you know, cable modem somewhere. It's like not a big cost if you're in a country that has widespread broadband adoption, which is not North Korea.
Well, there you go. I was thinking that when they're talking about inexpensive, that they were probably comparing it to, say, aircraft carriers or that sort of thing.
Yeah, sure.
There's no nation on the planet that can stand up to the United States. I've seen numbers like the United States could cut its military budget by 85% and still be number one.
Right.
That's a pretty staggering number. So this is just a new way for people to compete with the big boy on the block.
I mean, this North Korea hack, it would be like if people came and said, well, clearly Akko is anti-government, so therefore he must be a hacker and conducting hacking operations from Cameroon. You know, it's like, probably not. That doesn't really make much sense when, you know, you have to drive an hour to get to an internet connection. You know, doesn't really jive.
Doesn't make much sense. So you had some article on people being technophobia, is that right?
Sure, techno panic. I think, again, this is the type of reactionary ideas that this is based on. And this article is by Adam Thierer, or Thierer? Thierer. I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Anyone cares?
Well, I care.
Adam does.
Because he's
Adam's mom cares.
He writes about high-tech policy, cyber law, and digital economics for the Mercatus Center. So okay. I like him already. The cyber... an ad loaded.
Wonderful, the way they pop those things up on you, isn't it?
No.
Very frustrating.
The cyber sky is falling. At least that's what you'd be led to believe if you follow internet policy debates these days. A veritable techno-panic mentality is increasingly on display in debates online over child safety, privacy, cybersecurity, and even copyright policy. In a new Mercatus Center white paper, techno-panics, threat inflation, and the danger of an information technology precautionary principle, I explore why pessimistic prognostications dominate so many discussions about the future of internet and digital technology today.
So people are just scared as they can possibly be.
They sure are.
Technology. Let's go to, real quick, let's take John in New York. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I like to be talking about swatters. You know, I got swatted the other day.
Swatters or swatters?
In my house.
Okay.
Oh, the pranksters who call in to 911 and
okay.
They dispatch a SWAT team to your house.
That's a heck of an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks, man. I had the face and everything. It just sucked. And then they posted me online. I think I'm being targeted by a group of hackers.
Why?
They call themselves Anonymous. And
Anonymous is targeting you?
That's what they call themselves, Anonymous. I'm not sure.
Okay. I don't know that Anonymous would be.
Okay, so let's just assume it's
hackers. Okay.
Go ahead. Why are they targeting you? Do you have any clue?
Well, I was playing Call of Duty one night, and I guess I beat this kid, and he was getting really mad at me. And then he started saying my social security number over the microphone. I think they hacked me some big time. And
pwned.
I
headshot.
Just really fucked up, and I think I should just...
Okay.
Anyway, that was somebody who apparently likes Mudkips. Moving on.
I think it's when you the swatting thing is a terrible thing, is when, you know, somebody can get dispatches a SWAT team to your house, but I don't think it happened to that guy.
Yeah, probably not. Especially since he was covering a news story.
Yeah.
We'll do that, thanks. This article goes on to explore why so many pessimistic prognostications dominate so many discussions about the future of the Internet and digital technologies today, and argue that these panics are typically based on irrational fears and inflated threats. Consider a few examples. At many cybersecurity hearings and events these days, various doomsayers predict an impending digital Pearl Harbor or even a cyber 9/11.
Even worse than that, they're talking about robots taking over and killing us all. So
yeah, that's. But I mean, in the in the actual like government sort of cybersecurity world, I mean that's what they're thinking, is that essentially these foreign hackers will shut down utilities, power grid, that kind of thing.
Well, if the power grid could be shut down by some foreign hacker, then the power grid has some real problems.
Yeah, well, it does. Others refer to cyber bombs, even though no one can be bombed with binary code. Debates about the media policy and online safety are also riddled with paranoia and panic. The titles of recent books about television and video game content have decried the home invasion and cultural terrorism and pleaded with media creators to stop teaching our kids to kill. Also, the rise of online social network sites and... few years ago spawned a predator panic and resulted in proposed federal ban on access to those sites in schools and libraries, as well as a mandatory online age verification.
Which sites?
Like Facebook, social networks. Which was endorsed by many state officials. Subsequent research proved that this threat was wildly overblown. Meanwhile, alarmism is on the rise in privacy debates, with some regulatory advocates drawing comparisons to natural disasters or environmental catastrophes such as a privacy Chernobyl or data toxic waste spills.
Yeah, well, those are the kind of terminology you'd have to do to get people all whipped right up and scared. What are your thoughts on this? What's the techno panic that you've got? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including
dislike.
Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover?
We see an office party in your future,
hosted by you. Hashtag happy face. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. The phone lines are just about loaded. But you can give us a call. Well, they still squeeze you in. 855-450-3733. I want to tell you about our archives. We've got archives for free at archives.freetalklive.com, going back many years there. We make them available to you. All the other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for them, not Free Talk Live. We want you to be able to get your hands on our audio content, so we make it easy for you. Archives.freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Let's go to, I believe this is William Norman Grigg, who has graced our show with his presence. Is that correct?
Anything. I am he.
Excellent. Board up, can you turn him up a little bit?
Sure.
Yeah, great. So I know you. Somebody told me that you'd be calling in, and I'm delighted that you are. But it's not really for good news.
No, it isn't. This deals with the case of Matthew Townsend. You probably mentioned him before. He's a cop watcher and a liberty activist from Meridian, Idaho, who experienced somewhat the same kind of a technophobic reaction, if you will, using a rather lower tech. Version of approaching his activism through Facebook as opposed to hacking or cracking or otherwise infiltrating the medium that way. He posted a negative comment on Facebook having to do with an upcoming legal hearing, an upcoming court hearing for a bogus charge of resisting and obstructing a police officer. And what he said is that he wanted the charge to be dropped, and there's every reason to express that opinion. And if it wasn't dropped, he said, he'd conduct a legal and peaceful shame campaign against the officer, Corporal Richard.
He'd conduct what? I'm sorry, you dropped out there, Will.
That he would mount a legal and peaceful shame campaign.
Yes, a shame campaign, yes.
Shame. In other words, he would express himself peacefully, exercising the right to petition for redress of grievances. And this was construed as a threat that he was trying to intimidate the witness, which was Officer Richard Brockbank, who'd arrested him without cause on the 30th of January during a one-man street protest outside of the Liberty Tax Service there in Meridian.
Yeah, so he's protesting taxes, and I think that it's really important to point out here that the police officer decided that he would be charged with resisting arrest for walking across the street. You know, he wasn't under arrest, and sort of walking away is not illegal. But I love it when somebody's just arrested for resisting arrest. Resisting arrest for what? How can you resist arrest when there is no other charge?
It's a bootstrap charge that's used when there is no other charge available to punish somebody for contempt of cop. What happened is that Matthew was crossing a street at an intersection there in Meridian. He was using the crosswalk. He had started across when the light changed on the crosswalk, indicating don't walk, but he was already in the crosswalk at this point. This is all in the report filed by Richard Brockbank, the police officer who arrested him. While he's in the crosswalk, before the light changes and the traffic begins to flow, he stops for just a second and holds up his protest sign to display to the motorists. Then he proceeds across to the other side of the intersection. In other words, he didn't commit a violation. He didn't jaywalk. He didn't
Doesn't sound like it.
But Brockbank walked up to him, and in his report, he said he wanted to educate Matthew about the traffic laws. So this is a specimen of armed pedagogy, if you will. And Matthew refused to concede that he had violated the law because he hadn't violated the law. And at one point, he finally said, listen, are you going to charge me with an offense? And Brockbank shut his mouth, didn't respond. So Matthew shrugged his shoulders and hit the crosswalk button and headed across again. And while he's in the middle of the crosswalk, the officer orders him to stop, which would have been the same violation that supposedly attracted the attention of Officer Brockbank.
Right. I mean, this is a very bad idea. It's like an officer telling you to jump in front of a truck.
Exactly. And so he safely uses the crosswalk for its intended purpose, and at that point he's arrested for resisting and obstructing. And he was supposed to have a preliminary hearing on this on the 18th of March. Forgive me, the 19th of March. The day before that hearing, he posts this message on Facebook saying that he would use peaceful and legal means to shame, assuming, of course, that Brockbank is capable of shame, Officer Brockbank and his associates, they didn't drop the charge. And so he shows up for his preliminary hearing, and he's informed that the city prosecutor, or the prosecutor representing the city of Meridian, wanted to vacate his bond and have him charged with a felony and arrested by the Ada County Sheriff's deputies while he was at the hearing. And the judge who's hearing this motion, the magistrate by the name of James Coffin, looked at the evidence and said, there's no evidence here of a threat. I'm not going to vacate bond.
Right, because there wasn't a threat. The judge said there's not a threat.
Yeah, and this is set for a supplementary hearing on the 30th of March. The prosecutor was supposed to prepare a motion to provide to the defense attorney the following Monday, but rather than doing this, the prosecutor went to the Ada County Prosecutor's Office. There was an ex parte hearing before a different judge. They went judge shopping. An arrest warrant on a felony was obtained, and Matthew was arrested after dark on a Friday night on the assumption, I believe, that they were going to hold him through the weekend, which would probably have caused him to lose his job. Fortuitously, his mother was able to bail him out, but he now faces two criminal trials, one dealing with resisting and obstructing for doing something that was not illegal and not resisting arrest. And if you read the arrest report, it's pretty clear that he didn't do anything to resist the arrest, although he had the legal and moral right to do so because this was an unlawful arrest. And also for felony intimidation of a state's witness, which is a charge that carries a potential 5-year prison term and a $50,000 fine. And the act of intimidation, supposedly, consisted of exercising his right to petition for redress of grievances in a Facebook post in which he threatened, quote-unquote, to use peaceful and legal means to express his opinion. You can't threaten somebody by promising to do something that's peaceful and legal. And in order to intimidate a witness under the case law here in the state of Idaho, you have to be threatening somebody or using violence against somebody who's a potential witness for the express and explicit intent of preventing that witness from testifying. There are actually cases, precedents here in the state of Idaho, that include actual threats of violence. On one occasion, there was a witness who was sleeping in her living room when two men broke into her home. One of them put a gun against her face sitting down, and this is somebody who is going to testify against a relative of these two. And the Court of Appeals of the state of Idaho ruled that because there was no explicit connection between that crime and the objective of deterring her from testifying, that they couldn't be convicted of witness intimidation. They could be convicted of assault with a deadly weapon. They could be convicted of burglary or trespassing, aggravated assault. But they couldn't be convicted of witness intimidation because all the elements of that offense had not been present in the actions that had been alleged and demonstrated in court.
So it's ludicrous to assume that somehow these were present in Matthew Townsend's case when he never even threatened anybody.
No, he's never threatened anybody. He's not a violent person. He's a peace activist. What he said in his Facebook post, as Judge Coffin pointed out in the preliminary hearing here, was an exercise of First Amendment-protected political speech. And this is something that I find quite provocative here in that he issued an order, Judge Coffin issued an order that the prosecutor was supposed to prepare for a March 30th hearing and supposed to be briefing the case and providing this motion to the defense attorney and so forth. He actually issued an order here, and that court order was ignored by the prosecutor. And under the rules that govern the district court in Boise, and the rules that govern the conduct of prosecutors professionally, it's pretty clear that not only was this an act of professional malfeasance on the part of the prosecutor, a young woman by the name of Abby Germain, but is quite possibly an act of criminal contempt. The statutes here in the state of Idaho make it clear that you can't simply ignore an order that's issued by a judge. But they ignored that order, and they went judge shopping. And they found a compliant judge who was willing to issue this warrant because there was no defense attorney there to represent the case and represent the interests of the defendant, rather. And the prosecutor didn't see fit to share with that magistrate what had just transpired a couple of hours earlier in a court that was presided over by, this is an interesting fact as well, one of the two magistrates that deal with domestic violence cases in Ada County. So you're dealing here with somebody who has a unique set of competencies regarding the questions of threats and intimidation and stalking and all these things that would be relevant to the question of whether he's actually trying to intimidate or coerce somebody. And you're dealing once again with a police officer. Somebody goes to work swaddled in body armor, his belt groaning beneath the weight of every kind of implement of violence and mayhem that you can imagine, and more importantly, clothed in the mystical cloak of qualified immunity, which means that he gets to initiate violence, not be held legally responsible for doing so. If this is the sort of a person who can be intimidated from testifying by the supposed threat of somebody doing something peaceful and legal, this is somebody obviously who's not in any way qualified to be a peace officer, let alone a law enforcement officer.
William Norman Gregg, what can people do?
There is a Facebook page, Free Matthew Townsend at Facebook, or hashtag Free Matt. We're going to be posting news and updates and information about his upcoming legal travails, and by all means, visit that page and get the word out.
I will go ahead and share that on our Facebook page. Thanks so much. It's Free Matthew Townsend on Facebook, right?
That's correct. Free Matthew Townsend.
And what is it on Twitter?
Hashtag Free Matt.
Free Matt. Excellent. Thanks so much for the call, William Norman Gregg.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645.
845-7645.
When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.